The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Hello, 1-800-947-3979. You can download the Free Beer and Hot Wings app. Take it with you on your phone wherever you want to go. Use it on CarPlay and other related software programs, etc. And it's time for the Free Beer and Hot Wings Report. I wanted to share this. I think we may have shared this before, but I ran across it yesterday, and I wasn't sure. So I put it here. This is an ad in a newspaper in Maine from 1865. Chance for a spinster.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Probably a lot of spinsters floating around at that time. A lot of the men probably going off in fishing vessels and whatnot and drowning and the Civil War.
I know that timing works out, but in my mind, when I think spinsters, I think like 1500s.
Oh yeah. There's no era that you can't have a spinster.
Yeah, we got two here now.
Yeah.
I mean, by the definition they used.
Not married, no kids, you're a spinster.
I mean, by that definition.
Right.
I don't see you all that way, but let's be fair.
Sure. Yeah, hang in there, you'll become an old maid.
You know what? I'm okay with that, I think. I don't know. Should I be? Am I going to start wearing a weird letter or something on my clothes?
No, that's for adultery.
Yeah. No,
you're good there. Never committed, never an adulteress.
I'm not into that.
All right. Chance for a spinster. A young man in Aroostook County, Maine, advertising a wife, speaks of himself as follows. I am 18 years old, have a good set of teeth, and believe in Andy Johnson, the Star Spangled Banner and the 4th of July.
Who's Andy Johnson?
Andrew Johnson. He was a president.
Oh. Okay. I never heard him referred to as Andy.
Me neither, actually.
Nobody like would do that.
It was Andy John. You own the hardware? I have taken up a state lot, cleared up 18 acres last year, and seeded 10 of it down. My buckwheat looks first rate, and the oats and potatoes.
I bet he did have some good-looking buckwheat.
My buckwheat looks first rate, and the oats and potatoes are bully.
Boy.
I've got nine sheep, a two-year-old bull, and two heifers besides a house and a barn.
Would you like to be the third?
I want to get
married.
Funny
for you.
I want to get married. I want to buy bread and butter, hoop skirts, and waterfalls for some person of the female persuasion during this life.
Oh.
That's what's the matter with me, but I don't know how to do it. Huh. Yeah, what a go-getter at 18, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's but that was 3/4 of the way through his life.
Yeah, that was that era's 50.
He'll be dead by Christmas.
I mean, so, although I hear guys like that, and it really bums me out at how long it's taken me to plant, I don't know, like a 6x6 plot of flowers, and this guy in 1 year has cleared off 10 of his 18 acres by hand and sown good-looking buckwheat.
Yeah. Hey, you're busy out there having dates. This guy doesn't even know where to meet a lady. He's advertising.
True.
Husband go off to war and not come back.
Jeez,
I've wings. Got a young penis for you.
Yeah. Is your buckwheat even bully?
No.
Man. No word on whether or not the classified ad worked.
Oh.
I assume so.
Need follow-up.
Yeah. I mean, what's the family tree look like?
That's the kind of stuff that if I could time travel, I'd go back in time to see how that guy, see if it worked out for him.
Like if you could just do it like getting in the car to run to the store.
Yes.
Like, oh, yeah, let's go find out what old Abraham did or whatever.
I'm from like 150 years in the future. You're not going to believe this, but I need to know how that all worked out.
It could have been like your great-great-grandfather.
I know. Yeah.
You ever have any ancestry in Maine?
I don't think so. Mm.
That'd have been weird, right?
An attraction to buckwheat.
The crop, not the character.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Or the other way around.
Yeah, I guess who knows?
I still can't get over that they called the president Andy Johnson.
Man, that's... What are you, trying to get in a fight?
Yeah, you sound like a real Barry Obama, man. So you sound.
That was just the free beer of 150 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fun little game I like to play that entertains no one but me.
Yeah.